Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's interesting that we begin the parable today with an explanation of the parable. This doesn't always happen. And when you have it happen, it kind of makes things go a little bit easier, I suppose, when you're reading. The parable begins, or at least the reading begins, and Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. There you go. That's the whole sermon right there. Pray and not lose heart. Amen. Amen. All right. I've done that before. We could quit right now, right? Because it's right there. But the problem is that we don't always get that, do we? We don't always get that we can pray and not lose heart. We're an impatient people, and prayer seems like one of those things that oftentimes we don't have the patience for. We don't have the patience to pray as Jesus is teaching in his disciples to pray and pray and pray, even when it doesn't look like anything's happening, even when it seems like the response is nothing or silence from God. We sometimes give up a little too quickly. And in this day and age, and it happened here for Jesus and his disciples, so this isn't anything new, so I don't want to blame any part of, you know, technology just makes us more impatient. Human beings have been impatient forever. This isn't new, okay? This isn't new. Imagine you're going on vacation and you're driving in the car, because that was back in the time before most people would just jump in a plane and fly, because that just shows our impatience, right? We just got to get somewhere faster, so we need planes to do that. But getting in the car and driving, and you're driving for a while to your destination, and what's usually the first question that comes out of the back seat? Are we there yet? How much longer? And it doesn't take long for that question. I mean, you could be just pulling out of the driveway and that question comes. We are an impatient people. We always have been. I was doing some research, and in the old Sears and Roebuck catalog, remember those good old catalog days when you ordered things from a catalog? And you had to either send it in by mail, and how many weeks was it till delivery? Yeah, usually 4 to 6, right, is what they said. Could be longer, could be shorter. Imagine today waiting 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Are you kidding me? With Amazon and with all of the other things, we can get delivery the next day or the same day, depending on where you live. It's ridiculous, but it's nothing new. We've always been impatient people. And prayer is one of those places where it just keeps coming up. This impatience we have with prayer. We expect we're going to pray and instantly there's going to be an answer. We pray and then something's going to happen. We pray and if it doesn't, well then, it must not have worked. The prayer must have had faulty language, or there was a disconnect between me and God, or something, that this prayer isn't being answered. The problem, I think, of course it doesn't lie with God. You know, it's not his problem. It's ours. And, well, maybe sometimes we'd like to blame God. He's just not keeping up with the times, right? God needs to be more like Amazon and deliver on those prayers instantaneously. We want God to be at our beck and call, like the genie that we have in the bottle that sits on the shelf. You know, you rub the bottle and there's the genie and we get our answer. But the problem is with God is he works when he works, where he works, how he works. And guess what? We are not God. Despite what the world around you will tell you, we are not God. Sometimes we wish we could be, at least to answer the prayers we want, but we are not God. And that's where the struggle comes in. We want God to think like us, to act like us, to respond to us. We want God to do all of the things that we want God to do, but His definitions, His timing are not our definitions or our timing. Eugene Peterson, the author who wrote the paraphrase of the Bible called The Message, maybe some of you have read pieces of that. He's just passed away recently. And he said that the remarkable thing about prayer is not that so many people pray, because even those who aren't believers in God or Christians or some type of organized religion, those who say they're spiritual, even those people will admit that they pray. They don't know what they pray to, but they pray. And he says, Eugene Peterson says, that it's the remarkable thing isn't that so many people pray, it's that so many people keep on praying, even when they don't receive what they're praying for. That we do keep on praying. Some give up easily, some persist. So what is it? What is it that keeps us praying? What is it that helps us to persist in prayer even when the circumstances don't look as though they're changing? I mean, we pray for our world, we pray for our government, we pray for our health, we pray for all of these things, and yet there doesn't seem to be the change, at least that we're expecting to see or hoping to see. So why do we keep on praying? Why bother? And we can say, well, because God tells us to. Yes. But we've been told to do a lot of things that we stop doing. So why do we keep on praying? Jesus tells the parable of the persistent widow who goes to this judge who Jesus sets up as the judge who doesn't believe in anything. He doesn't respect God. He doesn't respect people. He's just a judge. And this woman goes and prays and asks to the point where the judge says, all right, I'll give you what you want. Just stop asking. He doesn't really care. He just wants her to be quiet. He doesn't want to be bothered. So Jesus says, if this guy who doesn't believe in anything will answer this woman's cry for justice just to keep her quiet, imagine a God who loves you beyond measure. Imagine a God who is the complete epitome of justice and righteousness and holiness and goodness and kindness and peacefulness. Imagine how much more he will answer the cries of his people. So in other words, Jesus is saying, keep praying, because your Father who's in heaven hears you. Every single time, he hears you. His timing is not our timing. His when and his how and his why are not ours. But he hears the prayers of his people. And we can pray however we want to pray. If you go through the Psalms, which, a little plug, the Women's Bible Study starting in November will be going through some of the Psalms. So if you're interested, come and join us. But the Psalms are prayers. Many of them are songs or hymns, and many of them are prayers of the people. But so many times through the Psalms, Psalm 10 says, why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? Psalm 13, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Psalm 22, a very familiar one. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? And we can go on. The cries of the people have been going up for centuries. Our prayers that seem to go unanswered are familiar to God. He hears the cries of his people. And in his justice and righteousness, he answers them. The key is faithfulness. Persistence in prayer The key is faithfulness, not ours, not our faithfulness, because we're the worst example of faithfulness. We pray for a while and then we stop because we get tired or it's not being answered. We pray for a bit and then we forget. Our faithfulness is no honor-worthy faithfulness. No, the faithfulness that keeps us praying is the faithfulness of God. It's the faithfulness of God because we know he answers prayer. We've seen it. We may have experienced it ourselves, but we've certainly seen it throughout Scripture where God answers the prayers of his people. Jesus asks a couple of questions at the end of our reading today. And he says, "Will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them?" That's what these prayers from the Psalms are about, the delaying long. How long, O Lord, must we wait for your deliverance? And he says, he will give them justice, and he will do it quickly. Again, God's quickly is not our quickly. But Jesus is standing there in front of the Pharisees, in front of his disciples, as the answer to those prayers. He says he will deliver justice. He will give justice to his people. And Jesus is standing there as the embodiment of that justice. And he says he's going to do it now, right here in front of your face. Jesus is there delivering that justice, that righteousness, that answer to prayer. Jesus says, it's me. I'm here now. The answer is here. So will God answer the prayer? Yes, he is answering the prayer in Jesus right there in front of their faces. They may not recognize it. In fact, they originally asked, well, where is this going to happen? Or when is it going to happen? And Jesus is saying, it's happening here and it's happening now. What you're looking for is right in front of your face. The deliverance you seek is standing here speaking to you these words from Jesus. Because God is faithful. He answers the prayers of his people. He delivers them. He brings them justice in Jesus right there in front of them. So our prayers, as faithful and faithless as they are at the same time, how long will God wait to answer the prayers of his people today? It's a good question that I really can't answer, except to say in such a strange way, he has answered the prayers of his people. The prayers for health and healing that we pray so often, we are expecting this health and healing in our bodies here and now. And Jesus says, I have given you health and healing to life eternal, not just here and now, not just for another year on this planet, but life eternal, health and healing done, given for you on the cross. By his death and resurrection, he delivers health and healing. The answer is here and now. How long, O Lord, will you wait to deliver us from the things of this world that are destroying us? And he says, I have, again, in Christ, on the cross. He says, it's done. As he hung there, he said, it's finished. It's over. The victory's won. It's been done already on the cross. See, this is the here and now answer to prayer. Jesus says, continue praying. Keep on praying despite what you see in the world around you. Keep going. Keep praying because the answer is there. The answer is given. How long? Are we there yet? How much longer is this journey? We could say it's done. The journey's over. The victory's won. The things have been achieved, and yet here we are, waking up another day with the same struggles we've had the day before. They don't seem to be getting easier or going away too quickly. So does that mean God isn't listening anymore? No. He is a faithful God who hears the prayers of his people and answers them in Christ Jesus. So keep praying. Always, always, always keep praying. Hear the answers. See the answers. At the rail, we taste the answers to the prayers that we pray. Remember, they won't always be answered in a way that we think they ought to be. Answered in a way or a time when we think they should happen. But the prayers are answered, because our gracious Heavenly Father hears the prayers of his people and has answered them in his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of knowing that the Lord hears our prayers guard and guide us always in our persistence, in our daily prayers to life eternal. Amen.